We're at the beginning of the sixth parak, although we started yesterday. We added, there's a machlokas on kaf ches amra kaf ches. Where is the kaf ches? Kaf ches amral. Kaf ches. There's a machlokas beishamay sil. Beishamay says that it's you. They have such concept of hefker laniyim and not hefker lashirim. Beisil says in order to make something hefker has to be both hefker for laniyim and for lashirim. Now, the Rabbi Yochanan says the source of this halacha is by leket. Where by leket we see there is a concept that there is something which is only on the hefker laniyim. The question is whether we say it's we can extrapolate from there to other places, or it's exclusive to there, and we can't extrapolate from there to other places. That's Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish says the Torah source is Shemitah. Shemitah is hefker to everybody, both for Niyam and Ashir. The question is whether we extrapolate from there. That's unique unto Shemitah. That's the machlokas between Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan. Now we're up to Hefker LeBehema. Let's see, Hefker LeBehema, which is three lines up from the end of the narrow lines. Hefker LeBehema, do you have it?
Yes.
No, doctor, no.
How far into the line?
Hefker LeBehema, about 20 lines down through Hefker LeBehema. It's Hefker LeBehema, Avolol Adam. If you make something hefker for animals, but not for human beings, legoyim, you make something hefker for goyim, avaloli saba, not for Jews. Lashim, you make something hefker for rich people, avaloni, but not for poor people. Divrakol, everybody agrees, and if kill hefker, there's no such hefker. What about the opposite way? You have it? Hefker laodom. Avalol lebehema. Let's say make something hefker for adam, for a person, but not for an animal. Liyisrael, you make something hefker for a Jew, avalol legoyim, but not for a goy. Laniyeh, also you make something hefker for the name of your city, avalol laniyeh, but not for the name of another city. Plukta Rabbi Yochanan Reishim Melachish. So the Gemara surmises that this will be a machlokes in Rabbi Yochanan Reishim Melachish. Altaiti Rabbi Yochanan, corner Rabbi Yochanan, who said that that hefker is derived from leket, right? And we say, leket is unique. Leket is only an aniyim and al ashirim. So we say all other hefker has to be for both aniyim and ashirim. But in all other parameters, says Rabbi Yochanan, stands to reason you can limit hefker. In other words, you can limit hefker to Jews. You can limit hefker to people in a specific location, and so on and so forth. The only thing which you cannot limit hefker unto is tanim and not to Hashem. But to Yisrael and to Adam and so on and so forth, you can limit hefker, right? The parameter which is excluded from which hefker is excluded, because we say leket is unique in a certain respect, is that it has to be for both tanim and Hashem. Now, that's Rabbi Yochanan's opinion. Valdas Rabbi Shimon Lakish, but according to Rabbi Shimon Lakish, ain't hefker hefker, since the parameters of hefker are derived from Shemitah, and by Shemitah there are no exceptions. When it's hefker and Shemitah, animals can come in, goyim can come in, anybody can come in, right? Rich, poor, you name it. So therefore, there's no such thing as limiting your hefker at all. You cannot have any limitations in your hefker. If it's going to be hefker, it's got to be hefker to everybody.
But I think I asked this question, but by definition, leket is for a poor person.
Right, right. Yochanan learns from leket that he doesn't learn from leket. It says by leket, an extra word tazov. So that teaches Rabbi Yochanan that leket is unique. How is leket unique? Only leket is excluded. Only leket can be laniyim and lo lashirim. Right? But says Rabbi Yochanan, from this I derive, according to Beis Hillel, that hefker cannot be limited to aniyim and not lashirim. But any other limitation Rabbi Yochanan would derive can be applied to hefker. That's the only limitation from which hefker is barred. And the other limitation can pertain to hefker as well. That's how Rabbi Yochanan learns from leket. So whatever Rabbi Yochanan says, limitations to Yisrael and so on and so forth do apply. Okay? Says Umara, Amar Rabbi Law, We're in the third white line now, a little white line. I'm Rabbi Law. Rabbi Law said, "Beferish pligi, Rabbi Beferish pligi." This is an explicit machlokas that you don't have to surmise. Rabbi Yochum hefker hefker. Rabbi Yochum said, "Limited hefker is hefker." Shema Law Shema ain't hefker hefker. Limited hefker is not in hefker. I'm Rabbi Vum Rabbi Chia. Hadar Mara. What about the following case? That was an amazing case. The first will go nuts on this. They don't understand it at all. It's crazy. So that's where Hadamra Hefker Lanim Vzochu Ben Ashirim. Now, almost all of us learn this is a shy according to Beis Shammai. According to Beis Shammai. Right, according to Beis Shammai. Beis Shammai said our mission that you can make Hefker Fanim and not Ashirim. What if you made Hefker Fanim and an Asher came and picked it up? Right? You made Hefker Fanim, like Beis Shammai allows you. Then an Asher came and picked it up. Tafluk to Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yossi. This is Machlokes Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yossi. Al Dait to Rabbi Meir. Now the Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yossi have Machlokes, which is well known. It's Machlokes in the Bavli. The Machlokes is whether, actually it's in Mishnayis, but it's the Bavli discussed at length. Machlokes whether, if I'm Mafkir something, it immediately leaves my possession, or only leaves my possession when somebody else picks it up. For instance, Yeush, everybody knows, it only becomes the other person, according to most opinions, only becomes leaves my possession when somebody else picks it up. But Hefka, the question is how that works. Does it become not mine immediately when I make it? Hefka, does it become not mine when somebody else picks it up and is Zoch in it? Sorry, Mayor holds. Let's see it inside. A Titan, right? Mayor, Dua Maru said, came and showed the Mafke Dover Mishuso. That once a person is mafkir the thing from his possession, it's hefker. So such a thing. If a usher picked up that which the ani, that which the Baal Boss made hefker, only the anim, tough luck. The person, it's true, the Baal Boss wanted to make it hefker only for anim, but already left his possession. Says it left in possession, so the usher is entitled to pick it up and keep it. Adaita the Rabbi Yossi, according to the opinion of Rabbi Yossi, do Omar Enef Kiyotzi Vitachas Yabayim El Beschia. When does Hefker leave the jurisdiction of the original owner only when somebody else picks it up?
Enef Kero Hefker. The Hefker is not a valid Hefker, meaning that an usher cannot pick up that object. Right? Because the condition which the Baal HaBos attached to it, that only an Ani should be allowed to have it, and not an Usher, rides on it until it's picked up, and therefore the Usher cannot pick it up. Now this is a shocking thing. What are you shocked by?
It's like a Tanai.
But that's okay. Beis Shammai says you can make a Tanai and say it's only an Usher. Only an Ani, and not an Usher, right. But the mind-boggling thing is that once Beis Shammai allows that Tanai, that you can make Hefker Fanim and Hefker Hashem, you would think that Tanai would be valid permanently. There was even going to Rabbi Meir, who says that immediately leaves the jurisdiction. If Beis Shammai saying Hefker Lanim is Hefker, that should mean that immediately when it leaves his jurisdiction, it's still only intended for Anim, not intended for Hashem. So you have to say that with the Machlokas Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai, the Mefarshim don't really say it's an ISO, but you really have to say that Machlokas Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai is just a semantics Machlokas. Beis Hillel says if you said something is Hefka only Fanim, it's not Hefka at all. Beis Shammai says if you said something is Hefka Fanim, it is Hefka, but who's it Hefka for? Machlokas Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yossi. According to Rabbi Meir, yeah, you said Hefka Fanim, ha ha, but it's really Mefker for everybody, right? There's no such thing as Hefker Lanim, because it means it leaves the jurisdiction. Only Rabbi Yossi who says that it's yours until somebody else picks it up, only according to him, can I say that Beis Hill, Beis Shammai's statement, in fact, indicates that if you said Hefker Lanim, nobody else is allowed to pick it up besides an Ani.
You have to say that this Machlokes, the mayor and Rabbi Yossi is tied in with Machlokes, Beis Shammai's
statement. We don't have to. Yushalmi did it. You mean, why can't we be Mechalik? Well, we certainly can be Mechalik. I grant you that. But the Beis Shammai, it's not my fault. Yerushalmi saying that it is, but It's one is linked with the other. All right, one certainly doesn't have to make the linkage, but the Yerushalmi is.
Okay, let's turn the page. Ab kidung shif gira lisman maruba. This is all that when you're mafkir something for a long time, i.e. permanent hefker. Aval hefker lisman mut. What is there such a thing as limited hefker? Now, what's the avamina?
Bear in mind, what's shmita? Limited hefker. How long is the hefker of shmita?
1 year.
1 year, right. So can you also define your hefker and limit it to a certain amount of time? Can you make a time contingent hefker? So it says, Hefker is man muat. What about hefker is man muat? Nishmina min adol. Let's enter for this. Hefker sadeh. If a person made it so that beis v'gimel yomim, chozerbo. You can be chozerbo. Tani Rabbi Shimon daino kumi Rabbi Zeh. Rabbi Shimon daino said from Zeh. Afilu achar shloshi yomim chozerbo. Even after, well, he asked, he made a statement. He said, even after 3 days, you can renege. In other words, I might think 3 days already unit, can't renege afterwards, you can't renege. Amalei came at the Omer, afilu achar shloshi yomim, since you could say even after 3 days you can renege, afilu achar shloshi yomim, just like you renege after 3 days, v'achar kama yomim, it's true after many days as well. Now, the way I would like to learn this, although it's not 100% clear in the Yerushalmi like this, and I need a little bit of a sledgehammer to fit it in, I would like to say that we originally delineated this hefker. He said, I'm making this hefker for 3 days. If anybody picks up in the next 3 days, fine. If nobody picks up in the next 3 days, it reverts back to me. And the Ushami is saying that that's considered to be a valid form of hefker. So if in the next 3 days somebody picks it up, it's theirs. After the 3 days somebody picks it up, it's not theirs, it's mine again. Okay? Says the Gemara. Lishna Masisim Seil Rabbi Zera, the Lishna of the Mishnah, the following Mishnah is a riot for Zera. By Medvar Moin Kshif Kirstam, when is Hefker eternal? When he just said Hefker, just like that, without any additional definitions. Alima, if he said Sadi Mufkeres Yom Echad, my son should be Mufker for 1 day, Shabbos Echad 1 week. Chodesh Echad 1 month, Shavu Echad one week. Shemitah cycle, right, for 7 years. Imach lo zocha ben huo acher, if nobody else was zocha in it already, yochul lachzaboy kurineg. Ava misha zocha bo, but if within that time period for which you pronounce it hefker, ben hu ben acher, if he or somebody else was zocha in it, so it's not the hefker, which is the hefker is not canceled. Rather, from here on in, it belongs to whoever was zochen it during that time. Okay, hold on, Maruf, and this is the right. Who's man merube? Who's man what? It doesn't matter whether it's a long time or a short time.
Hold on, Maruf. This also teaches us lochoshul aram. We're not afraid of trickery. Because maybe he'll cheat and he'll say, no, I was only mafkir for a week. That wasn't, when you picked it up, it was already ois hefker.
I was going to answer that question. What's the process of being mafkir? Does it have to be done in front of a certain number of people?
Well, that's a good question. Generally, hypothetically speaking, it should have to be done in front of three. For mice, we do it even in the confines of one's own privacy. Well, I shouldn't say the confines, because that's to be done in a public place, but b'yos b'inol b'inatzmo. Okay, you can do hefker according to the way we practice it, even Beinu Bein Atzmo. Now, I'm not sure if that's only because, I'm not sure if that's the psak all over, but I know in terms of Shemitah, when one has to do beer, which means to be mafkir, all the pears in one's possession, or mekel even to do it Beinu Bein Atzmo. It could be by regular full blown kosher mishpat, hefker, you need to have three people present. I don't recall. Okay. Says the Gemara, heavy Ahad Amra, when the second wide line, this teaches us who's my Maruba, who's my Mu'at. It's never a short time, a long time. Hefker can even be for a short time. Had Amra lo choshal Aram, this also teaches we're not afraid of trickery, that maybe you're going to say that it was a temporary Hefker and really wasn't. We trust you on that.
Adam Mara, we also learn from this Mishnah, Sha'adam Mafkir, V'choizer, V'sochabo, that a person can be Mafkir, and then he himself be acquiring it again. It's a very big Kiddush, because most poskim learn, including the Rambam, the Hefker is mitam neder. Hefker is like a neder process, right? Because it's a pronouncement. So just, you can't really renege on a nether, right? You're not allowed to renege on an oath. But nonetheless, here, this is considered to be, since it's a haknor based on a nether principle, on the pronouncement principle, so therefore you can renege on it by making a new kinyan on it. You never knew that? Hefker's mitam nether?
No.
Yeah, sure. Salochim refreshes in the Rambam, the Hefker's mitam nether.
One second.
There's no Kenyan involved. It's just a pronouncement.
But the point is, why can't I just remove my bialus?
You can't. You can only remove bialus not only by kinyonim, not by pronouncements. There's no such thing anywhere else in Torah. I'm exaggerating, because there's also kinyon odiso, which is a problem. But that's bound in. Kinyon odiso. Kinyon, right, kinyon odiso is also kinyon done without any action. But generally speaking, normally there is no kinyan done without any activity. So therefore, that's why all the Rishonim pask, I shouldn't say all, I don't remember offhand, but there's a preponderance of opinion that Hefker works mitam nether. It's a pronouncement type of thing. And therefore, it is it's underpinned by parameters of nether. So it's a very big chiddush to say. That's why the Yerushalmi is saying it's a chiddush. They can be zochen again. Because if it was just a relinquishing of ownership, of course you can reacquire ownership. But if it's a nether, so it's a bigger chiddush to say that you can retake it again. Okay?
The hefker.
The hefker. Right. Says more further. Adam Rashadam v'mafkir v'choiz v'zochabah. Well, the Gemara says, maybe the Gemara is kind of trying to bavorn me, as we say in the yeshiva world, to preclude what I just said, because it says, well, hodap shita. This is simple. Alright, so maybe it's not such a big chiddush. She'll say, oh no, sorry, sham du baganu. That's not the way to read it. Hodap shita shilti the Rabbi Zera. With this principle, we resolved. Here, pshita means resolved, not that it's simple. We resolved the question of Rabbi Zera. The Rabbi Zera Omar, Rabbi Zera said, who's man meruba, who's man muad, that from this we conclude, Rabbi Zera obviously asked if it's the same thing as man meruba or man muad. That was, doesn't attribute the question here to Rabbi Zera on Omar Al, but it obviously asked the question. And here the resolution is that it makes a difference, man meruba is man muad. Yes. Now, says the word man and kayomin. This is going back to the Mishnah. The Mishnah on in classic Yerushalmi style, we go to a completely new topic without any punctuation and any indication thereof. Back in our Mishnah, it said, if you take a look back at the Mishnah, Midan Kav Chesam Ralef, you'll see that the Mishnah said at the end of the Mishnah, Kol Amorei Esod Shel Kav Kav, if all the sheaves in the field were one kav apiece. One of them had four kav in it, and you forgot it. Beisham says not shicha. Beisomrim shicha. Beisil says even this monumental monster sheaf is considered to be shicha if you forgot it. Okay, now going back to Amud Beis, so it says the Gemara in the fourth line from the bottom. Manu Kim, what are you talking about? If you're going to say it's because of a significant thing and therefore it's not considered forgotten, it should be sufficient if it's twice as large, not four times as large as a regular sheaf. If you're going to say that it's so large it's considered to be an entire row by itself, so in order to make a row, three makes a row. There's more chai bar abod and omar kumri Rabbi Shiri Shlokish. One rabbi sent for Rabbi Shlokish. Hadar Rabbi Yochanan. This is going like Rabbi Yochanan said, Kosher Yochel Chagov Asosa Shura. You're right. It's talking about the reason why this sheev is not shikha is because you can divide up and make a row. And Meshamah holds you need four to make a row. This rabbi says, what makes a row? Four. So that's why you need four. Four sheaves opposed to three sheaves. Okay? Four sheaves. Rabbi Yonah boy, Rabbi Yonah said, I'm not a boy. Usually means a question, but here it's more of a statement. Well, maybe it's kasha. You know, let's read like a kasha. Rabbi Yonah boy, call my son shel kav kav ve'echot shel arba kav min shochecho.
That's our case in our Mishnah, where the kav you forgot is four times as large as the one which you, because the kav you forgot is four times as large as the normal one. What about Kormay Yisrael Shel base kav ve'echot shel shmona kav? What about if it's twice the proportions? All the sheaves in the field are two, and one of them is eight. In that case, so I also say the same machlokas Beis Hillel and Shammai exists. Perhaps in that case, even Beis Hillel agrees, since eight kav is an astronomically huge bundle of grain, so therefore in that case, for sure, even Beis Hillel agreed that there is no shikha involved, and we do not have any resolution of this question. Okay, new Mishnah. Chavtes Mav, Nizug, you have a place? Okay, Omishu Somach Lagapa. You have an omer which is next to a gapa, which is a fence, which doesn't have any pitching, doesn't have any mortar in it. Ulagodish, or it's next to a pile of grain. The barker, it's next to cattle. The kalim, it's next to utensils. Ushochan, you forget it. Beishamayim, enoshikha. Beishamayim says, since it's next to a landmark, it's not considered for forgotten. Beishamayim, shikha. Beishamayim says it's still considered to be shikha. Says more of a kasha, but the Beis Shammai. Now here the gears was messed up in the Gemara. If you take a look here in the Ridbaz, you all here have the Vilna Shasas. Take a look at the Ridbaz, which is a small commentary on the outer margin. See the Ridbaz? So the Baz changes the gears. Right. You have it, Yanko?
Yeah.
Yeah. So skipping down one line. Right after the period, arise al matich harbi gears of the kach tzarich lomer. This is way after reading war. The kasha of the Beis Shammai, it's difficult on Beis Shammai. The boker came dover shein mesuya.
Beis Shammai said even if you leave your pile of grain next to a cattle or next to objects, things which are not permanently fixed to the ground there, they're not going to be shikha. That's difficult. That's difficult. Because lichera, that which is not significant in and of itself, because it's a movable object, should not save the sheave which is laid next to it from becoming peah, not from becoming shikha, and vice versa. The kasha beisil simchah beisil the following: begapa v'gish davar shegadish davar shemusuyim. When you left your sheave next to something which is a significant object, right? Because it's immobile. It's a fence, or it's a stack of grain. Right, Vino Nomrin, Shushikha, why does Basil say it's Shikha in that case? And the Gemara never resolves this question. Okay, the Gemara leaves it up.
The guy drops the grain on the ground, it's Shikha.
That's Leket. One grain is Leket. A bundle is Shikha. Okay? Says Gemara, we're now in the fourth line down after the Mishnah on Chav Tesim Rav. The Kasha of the Basil. It's similar to the following. Vino Namrim, the fourth line now. Vino Namrim, they said like this. Shushikha bimkomo. It says in a later Mishnah, not in our Mishnah, it's
shikha in a place. Hoya omeid b'tzad agor gas or b'tzad ha-pirtzo, but it was standing next to a gas, which is a wine press, or a pirzo, or a break in a wall, so it's not shikha. So Masdisi, according to that Mishnah, is the Beis Shammai. The Beis Shammai ain't a shikha. Omer, I assume Rabbi Yochanan, Divrei Koli. Everybody agrees with that Mishnah later on. Tama Dover Mechubar, there it's considered to be something which is connected to the ground. Therefore, if you leave shikha next to it, it's not considered to be shikha. Tama dover mechuber b'tzad dover mechuber. There, it's dover mechuber. You left koma standing grain connected next to something standing, which is a wine press or a
break in the wall. Birama, however, dover tolish betzad dar mechubarar mishla, you're leaving the grain which is already harvested in sheaves next to the wall that doesn't have such great affinity to the wall, and therefore it's considered to be forgotten. Now let me expand on this just a little bit. The katz of shikha applies both to sheaves and to grain you forgot to harvest, as long as they're less than a saw sign. Peah, you leave intentionally. Leket is what falls on your hand when you're
plowing the field.
No, there's nothing growing when you're plowing.
Leket is the from the vines that you leave.
No.
When you
what?
When you're gathering.
When you're harvesting.
I thought it was
more than that. No, leg is when it slips out of your hand when you're harvesting. Shikha is sheaves you forget in the field, but not just sheaves, but also?
Bundles.
Sheaves are bundles.
Yeah. Bundles.
What do you know? You live in the city of Chicago. You know anything about sheaves, bundles. You know nothing. Go to a farm. Learn something about agriculture. What? Hey, you probably went to the petting farm, right? They,
What else besides
sheaves?
Went to a dairy farm.
Yeah. What?
I went to
the dairy farm. So the bundles and sheaves are the same thing.
Right.
Standing grain. If there's a standing grain, a patch of standing grain, which is less than a sign in size, so in that case, that area, if you forgot to harvest, it becomes shikha and belongs to the anid.
Fundamental, I don't understand.
Yes.
We're saying that something is left, something is it's forgotten, left behind, whatever.
Yeah.
Left behind when? Left behind that.
We haven't learned that yet.
That day?
Excellent question. We haven't learned that yet. We're going to start seeing that later today. We don't know yet. Okay, we really have not resolved that. We'll see. We'll find out. So in any event.
Leket is a stalk that you left.
Leket is a stalk, right. Not bundles. Now,
what's the business though with the vineyard? What is that? Then?
Oh, if you forgot standing grain to a wine press, not a vineyard, so then it's not going to be forgotten. Because since it's next to a landmark, which is permanent and which is fixed, so too the grain which is next to the landmark, it's not going to be forgotten because you'll always come back to the landmark and find whatever's there, so it's not bona fide shikha. That's what I'm saying.
You pick. Grapes and stuff.
No, you're not picking grapes. You're harvesting grain in one field. You have a wine press in the other field. You bring your sheaves next to the bundles, next to the wine press.
You forget to pick the grapes.
The same idea applies to grapes and olives. The same thing applies to grapes and olives. Just there are no bundles by grapes and olives. You don't bundle them up. Right. Yeah. It's called ololos. Okay, so it says the Gemara, parrot. I forget which one it's called. So in any event, so it says the Gemara further. Rabbi Loi said, "Shatis Rabbi Shua, I asked Rabbi Shua, be'elu omrim plige be'sham be'sil, by which sheaves or bundles the be'sham and be'sil argue, where they're next to a landmark." Amar Lisa, he said, "Betorazos, they were arguing about this concept." This is really what it says in our Mishnah, a bundle which is next to a wall, ulegadish, or a pile of grain, ulebakar, or next to cattle, ulekalim, or next to a vessels, ulechakon, you forgot it, it's not considered to be forgotten, ulechomrim shikha, beisil says it is shikha. Shabbat, it's Rabbi Lezer. When I came to Rabbi Lezer, Omar Ali said, no! Lo nechleku be'sham be'sil, not like our Mishnah. Be'sham be'sil did not disagree al omer shusam mechlegapa on a bundle which is next to a fence. Ula gadish or next to a pile. Ula bakar next to cattle. Ula kalim and next to vessels. Ushacha and you forgot a shushikha. Everybody agrees in that case that it is shikha. Ama nechleku. Was even Beisham agrees. Was machlokas ala omer shenotlo? You actually picked up the bundle. You had picked it up already. You had remembered it once. You had remembered the bundle once. Al omer shenotlo. the shenosto, and then you placed it bitzara gapa next to the fence, bitzara godish next to the pile, bitzara bucker next to the cattle, bitzara kalim next to the vessels. Rishokun, then you forgot it. After you picked it up once, then you forgot it. Shebe sham, ayorim sham, he'd say in this case, ain't no shikha, it's not shikha, minesh zachaba, because you already picked it up once. Uvesil omrim shikha, Beisil says that is shikha,
even though you picked it up once, but now you forgot it. So now, once you forgot it, this is considered to be a new forgetfulness, it is shikha. Says the Gemara, says Rabbi, whoever is telling over the story, I forgot already. Who's telling the story? Rabbi Loi. Rabbi Loi says, "Ukshebasi v'yartzesias advolim livnei Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah." When they went and told over this for a name to Rabbi Eliezer the Elazar ben Azariah, Amarli said, "Habris by the covenant." Hey, nein advolim shenem rulamoshe b'chorev. These are the words were said to Moshe by Har Sinai. Now, why can this not be taken literally?
What's the question
again? It says these are things that are stated to Moshe Har Sinai. Why could this statement not be taken literally?
Because Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't given machlokas Beisham and Beisila.
Oh, right.
He was given the halacha. But the case is a case which he's exaggerating in order to give him praise. He's saying the case which you describe is very accurate, and it's as if it was given to Moshe Rabbeinu from Har Sinai. Okay, says my Talmud today. We learned over there. Ha'isra shenofel on nechasim. This case is a similar case to our case. One of the Yushalmi hyper connections. Ha'isra shenofel on nechasim shelo disayis. This is a very feminist Gemara we're about to learn. Those feminists among you, I don't see any. Those feminists among you, so you'll like this Gemara very much. Says Gemara, Tamatina, Isha Shenofel on Nechasim, Achloti Saris. A woman who got property as an inheritance before she became a fiancé. Modi Meshame Beisilm, Beshame Beisilm all agree that even though she has already a boyfriend, and she might be engaged in our modern parlance, right, which is a Meshudeches in the parlance of the Gemara, nonetheless, she's allowed to buy and sell the property at will. She's not under the aid or auspices yet of her husband, right? Nafla Mishnusaris, so what if the property fell to her after she already underwent Kiddushin before Nisuin, right? So she's already considered to be somewhat married. So then, Beishamah, Mintim Chor Beishamah says she still has the right to sell. Beishamah were liberated, or they had a liberated perspective on women. Beisilmim lo simkor. Beisil says she can't sell. Her property already is that of her husband's. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Pinchas boy kum Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Pinchas asked Rabbi Yossi, we have a whole list in Masechta Edios of things where Beishamah is making and Beisil is machmir. Why is this case not mentioned? One of the coolest of Beisham and Chumas of Beisil. After all, here Beisham is Mekel. Beisham says the woman who's a Mu'reses can still sell the property. So Kula Beisham. Says the Gemara Amar Lei. So he said Lo Asinan Mastisin. The Mishnah there in Adios only brings Eladavar Shuchamish State Sani, such the Chumra for something which is a Chumra for everybody. The Kamish State Stadium, and on the other end, it's also Kula for everybody. But here Chomer Mitzarech the Kamitzarech, and yes, it's a Kula for the woman. But who's it? The Chumran? The Chassan, right? The Chassan can't sell. So it's Chumranim, so therefore it's not mentioned as being something which is consistently a Kula Beis Shammai. So ask the Gemara, wait a minute. Vatinian, did we learn our case over there in Eduyos? Our case says, Beis Shammai Omrim Hefker Aniim Hefker. Well, actually, not our mission, for the first mission right now. The first one says that Hefker Aniim is Hefker. That's mentioned there. That's a Hefker Aniim Hefker is a Chumra to the Ashirim, isn't it? So why is it mentioned there? Hey, if you say Hefka, name Hefka, so it's a Chumra against the Ashirim, against the rich people. So reverse discrimination. So why?
They can afford it.
They can afford it, too. Good answer, but for some reason, it's not the answer the Gemara gives. I do not know why not, but it doesn't.
So it says, well, what is the Gemara answer? Says the Gemara, first asking the Kasha, Hareyu Kalani Mechomer Lebar Bais. Says the Gemara, it's a Chomer Lebar Bais, it's a Chomer Lebar Bais, not just to the Ashirim. It's Chomer also Lebar Bais, because it becomes Hefker. According to Beis Hillel, it doesn't even come after. Utsnisa, and it's mentioned there in Eduyos, says Mar Kaulanim, it's Kaul for Anim. Ve'enochem le'babais, but it's not severity for the babais. Shemitaitu, of course, he wants to get rid of it anyway. He wouldn't be mafkir against his will. He wants to get rid of it. So it's not a chumra for him that it becomes hefker. If anything, it's a bracha for him. He doesn't want this anymore. That's why he's making it hefker. So it's a cool all around. And for Beis Sham is giving a cool all around that it becomes hefker. So ever that's listed there in Eduyos. What about this case? Says Gemara. Oh, my lay, Vots, Nina, what about our case? Which is next to the wall, or next to the pile. Ula buck, or next to the cattle. Ula kelim, next to the utensils. Vishachun, you forget it, hareyu kal, and you forget it. So we say, it's shikacha, hareyu, that's not shikacha, I'm sorry. According to Misham, it's not shikacha. Hareyu kal, ba'abais, it's a kal, kula for the ba'abais, true. But it's a chomer friendly because they lose out on this bundle. Utsnisa, it's mentioned there's one of the coolest of Beis Shammai and the coolest of cool chumas of Beis Hillel. On my lace, they said no. Here it's kalu l'baabais. It's cool for the baabais because he gets a cool keep it. And it's not more stringent for anim because how do you define stringency? Where I make you lose something, but here shadain lo zochben. Anim never got a hold of it to lose it. So therefore, it's not a chumrah niyanim. So therefore, it's mentioned there in the Eduyos, right? It's not a chumrah niyanim because they never got it that they should lose it. Says the Gemara, va'omer afhocha. So say the same in the year. Ka'ul isha. This is a cooler for the woman, right? Because she gets this out. Ve'enochem lebaal. It's not a chumrah on the husband. Shadayin lo zochem. And he hasn't yet acquired it. So therefore, it's not a chumrah on him. Right? He's just not getting it. Don't call that. You just said it's not called the Chumra. Says the Gemara. On my lace, they said, no, it is a Chumra. He came and Shekidshah. Since already he was Mekadeshah, and you're barring him from getting the property, so therefore, Lishusa. Should we consider that the property is both hers and his, and therefore he should have rights over it, that we're impeding him from those rights is considered to be a chumra against him. She's in Arus already. Yeah, engaged.
Not before.
Okay. In that case, Machlokas Beisham Beisil. Beisham Beisil says woman still gets to sell. Beisil says she no longer has the right to sell. Wait for the punchline. Says Mar Amar Avida, Avida said, Amar Lifnei Gamliel, they asked Rami Gamliel, Taki, hold of Arusa Ishto Nesu Ishto, since an Arusa's wife and Nesu's wife, Ma's wife, Ma'zumer Chabato, just like an Nesu's self, it's not a valid sale. Absumer Chabato, so if this woman sells, shouldn't be a valid sale. On my lay, so he said, it was a fascinating thing. He said, "Bechadoshim anuboshim, we're embarrassed about the new ones. Elishat, the new property. Elishat temegalgal in his yishrim. You want to discuss the old property as well? Elin chadoshim, what a new property? Mishni says after she's married. Veilin and yishrim, what is old property? Achloni says what she got before she was married. What he's saying is." If we're up to us, the rabbis, we've given to the feminine, we're getting enough flack from the feminists that we're not letting, this is my Amish contemporary Gemara, we're getting enough flack from the feminists that we're not letting the married women buy and sell their own property. We want to get even more flack by taking away the property they got before marriage. We're not going to do that. In other words, the women are complaining about the stuff for after Nisuin. He wants them to have them complain about the stuff after they receive it. Forget it. You know, they're all going to be down our, you know, on our backs. We ain't going to do this. We can't take away the property from them, which they got before Erisin. They have the right to still buy and sell it. Okay? Says the Gemara, says the Mishnah further. Chav Tesla Beis.
Rashi Shuras, that you have the heads of rows, the top, first one in a row. Omer Sheknegdo Mochiach, the Omer opposite, it proves it. Now the Gemara is going to explain what this means, but I'll cheat and give you a preview of what it does mean. I can find some scrap paper in here. Oh, thank you. If you have a grid. I'm drawing a small grid, but you'll get the idea. Oh, well, okay, that's good drawing, but I'm drawing it anyway. Because not everybody can see your Gemara.
So let's say this is north, south, east, west. So Rosh Shura can be one in two directions, right? It can be the Rosh Shura, let's say this one here. It could be the Rosh Shura here, in the north-south direction. And it could be the Rosh Shura this way, in the east-west direction. You see that? It's going to make a difference. The fact to be a Rosh Shura in both directions will have ramifications in our Gemara. Is that clear, Mr. Zuger? Not clear?
It's like when you play tic-tac-toe.
Right, the first one in the row.
Okay.
It'll be the first one in this north-south direction, first one in the east-west direction. Okay? Says the word, Omer Shrichzik Bo, Lo Lichol Leir. What if you grabbed onto an Omer in order to take it to the city? Bishacho. And you forgot it then. Modim Shena Shicho. It's considered, everybody agrees that that's not considered to be Shicho. Says the Gemara, Eloin Rosh Eshuros. What are Rosh Eshuros? Shnaim Shishchilu Be'emza. Now, you have two people start in the middle of a row. Should have drawn this with six and six. Okay, two people start in the middle of the row. It's still no good. I mean, you really need to have 10 by 10 in order to make it out work. That's what he probably has. 10 by 10. It's complicated unless you use 10 by 10. But imagine this 6 by 6 is really 10 by 10, okay? And that'll make the point clear. Shnaim Shizkloop Emter Shura. They both started here. Zepon Elotzafon, one's going north. Zepon Elodorm, the other one's going south. Okay? Their sheaves behind them and sheaves in front of them. That's why I say it's hard to draw. They didn't really start here in the middle. Let's say one started here and one started here, right? So this guy's got sheaves in front of him, this guy's got sheaves in front of him, and both of them have sheaves behind them, right? The sheaves in the middle, right? So says the Gemara, Shelifneyem Shikha. If they forget any which are in front of them, in other words, they happen to skip one of the sheaves as they're going towards the end of the row, that one is shikha. Shachrayim, but the one which is in between them, which was one they never passed over, right, because they started, one started here, one started there, those are not shikha. Ain't a shikha. Is that clear? Mr. Zuger? Since one started here and one started here, so these don't become shikha, even if they forgot them, because this one's going this direction, now it's going that direction. Right.
It's neutral.
It's neutral, right. Because they wasn't invited up properly. Yochid, now what about a Yochid Shishchim Erosho Shur? Let's say one individual started over here on the south side, right? The Shachach, and then he went down the row and he forgot. The Lefon of Achra, both behind the man in front of him. Shalafon of Ein Hashikha. Now, Shalafon means he got to here.
Oh boy, busy night tonight.
But he got to here. And then he stopped. So then, those which are in front of him, which he still hasn't passed over yet, those are not shikha. Those which are in this area, where he already passed over, that those can become shikha. Okay? These cannot be, because he stopped over here. These can be. So says the Gemara, let's say the Mishnah, let's see inside.
Yarosh Yitzchak Rosh Hashura, V'shach L'fonav Acher, he forgot in front of him and behind him, Shalafonav, and a Shikha, right? Those which are in front of him, which he has gun to, are not in the gun yet, are not Shikha. Shachra, for those which are behind him, those which are in the area that did already, are Shikha. Shuv Baal Tashav, because he can't go back to them anymore. That clouds the general principle. Kol Shuv Baal Tashav, anytime you're not allowed to go back, Shikha, Shikha. Because Shainu Baal Tashav, anytime you're allowed to go back, again, in this case over here, would be a good example, where they didn't do the middle two, so in that case over there, so then, Eino Shikha, it's not going to be Shikha. Okay? Minai Rosh Hashura, so I know this is such a concept, Rosh Hashura. Now, Rosh Hashura is not Shikha. The Mishnah was somewhat unclear about this. But if I forgot this one, and started over here, even if when I forgot the first one, that's not Shikha. Rosh Hashura cannot be Shikha. There's that possible, we're going to see in a minute. Okay? How do we know that that's true? Om Rabbi Yonah, Rabbi says, Ki tiktar, when you harvest the harvest in your field and you forget, that's what you harvested you forgot. In other words, this is before you began the harvest. Where did you begin the harvest from? Here, right? If you forgot this one because you started from number two over here, so this is not part of the harvest, so therefore it's not Shikha. Has to be part of the harvest, and then you forget it. A Rosh Shura was not part of the harvest. You started the harvest over here, and then you forgot. So this one is not going to be Shikha, and you can go back and get it. Okay? Akidun Rosh Shura's Kama. That's the beginning of Rosh, which is standing grain. What about Sof Shura's Omri? What about, because it's talking about there when you're harvesting. What about if you got to the end over here, our case over here, this guy was walking down this way, and then he got over here, and then he stopped. And he left these two. How do we know that these two are not Shikha? The end of a row. How do we know that they're not Shikha? Right? This is talking about by specifically when you're gathering up the bundles. Says the Gemara, how do we know that that's not Shikha? Do not go back to take it. From the case place you already came, which are these ones over here, you shouldn't go back. But since you never got to those at the end of the row, so then that's not going to be the din of shikha over there. Until now we saw Rosh Hashura's Kama, the first in a row when it's standing. V'sof Shura's Amarim, and the end of the row when it's already bundled. Rosh Hashura's Amarim, the first in a row of bundles. V'sof Shura's Kama, and the last in a row, which is not even harvested. Now we know that does not Shikha. Rabbi Yonah says it's reflexive. Neilaf Rosh Hashura's Amarim, we learned that the first one in each row of bundles, me Rosh Hashura's Kama from the first one in each row, where it's still standing. The Sof Shura's Kama, we learn the last one in a row, which is not yet been harvested, we Sof Shura's Kama for the last one in a row of bundles. Okay, it's all reflexive. Homa Shekinegdo Mochiach, and Homa, which is opposite, is Mochiach. What does that mean? Ketzer, how so? Hoylo Esu Shura Shasar Sar Mori. That's why we have to draw 10. You had 10 by 10, right? Yeah, 10 by 10, it's a square. No, it doesn't matter right now if it's bundles or patches. Same idea. Imer echad mehen tzafon v'dorom v'sharach echad mehen. Let's say you did one of them over here. On the north-south axis, you did this one. And then you did this one. You did this one, the first one. Then you did the second one. You skipped the third one and went on and so on and so forth. Is this Shikha? No. It's Rosh Shura going this way. That's it says Omer Shekinegdo Mechia, because even though you skipped it going on the one side, it's a Rosh Shura going to the other side. Okay? Doesn't matter. Special Kula, doesn't matter. Whether he's using it or not, it doesn't matter. Okay? So that's what he's saying. Because it's the beginning of a row in this direction. Okay? Imer Mizrach Marav and vice versa. If you did east west, Vishachacho, and you forgot it, Mao Shiyasa Shikha, what happens in that case is become Shikha. Now, you're a klutz. Okay, you forgot also when you start going down this way. You forgot it when he went this way, and you forgot it when he went down this way as well. So this one right over here, standing out, is that Shikha?
Yes.
Okay, let's see. Says the Gemara. That was a rhetorical question. Mar is asking a question. Says Nishmina Minado. That's your job, Yanku. You're supposed to answer the Gemara's questions. Nishmina Minado. Are you following tonight?
No.
Okay. So you're awake. It's good. Nishmina Minado. It's from the following case, which case we had the previous parent. Imer Sarishim Vesashani Vesashlishi. You did, this is a case we had six in a row. You did, let's take this one since we haven't marked it up yet. You did this one?
Yeah.
You did this one. And you did this one.
Yeah.
Imer Sarishim Vesashlishi Veshacha Sarvi. You forgot this one. Right? And then you went on to the Chamishi. So is East Tani. There's one Bryce which says, Im Notos Chamishi, once you take the fifth one, then this one becomes a Shikha retroactively. And the other says, Vistani, Im Shalitos Chamishi, if enough time passed in which you could have taken the fifth one, then the fourth one is Shikha. Sound vaguely familiar? We had this in the last parent.
And I asked how much time.
Yeah, how much time would elapse, right? So I said seconds. So it says the Gemara, and it's not a machlokas. I'm a Rabbi Boon, but Rabbi Chia. Madam, I noticed Chamishi Hu said that only if you take the fifth does the fourth one become Shikha. Ho is talking about a case, Kishiyeshom Shishi, where there is a sixth one, like I drew here. Where there is a sixth one. Why? Because if you just stopped here, so then there's a new shura created here, right? Because the shura is three. You finish this one shura over here, one, two, three. And now you have a new shura of another one, two, three, right? So if there's a sixth one here, so this only becomes shikha when you actually go on to the fifth and then forget the fourth. But if any time elapses, it doesn't matter. So what if time's elapsed? Because this is all part of the new row. Imach lo notas chamishi. This is still part of that statement. I lost my punctuation. Let's go back. The fifth line from the bottom. I'm Rabbi Boomerchim, going back line. Ma'adamar knows the Chamishi, you said it's when you take the fifth one that the fourth one becomes Shikha. Shiesham Shishi, when there is a sixth one. Ma'adamar, I'm surely to the Chamishi, who said that the fourth one becomes... So when does this fourth one become Shikha? Already when enough time has elapsed for you to take the fifth. Once time has elapsed, then already this becomes Shikha. Why? Because it can't become a Roshur, because it isn't two sets of three. Okay, so says the Gemara. Now we're in the fourth line from the bottom. Imach lo notas chamishi. So what did it say? It said if before you take the fifth one, lo kfar niras haritzervi lidam b'shura, isn't the fourth one rage as the rosh shura? Vatamar shikha. You say it could still become shikha. When does it become shikha? When you go to the fifth, right? So to the same thing here. If you went down this row. One, two, skip the third, then fourth, fifth, sixth. It's still safe because it's still the head of this row. But if then you went down here and forgot it, then this becomes Shikha. Okay? See that? So says the Gemara. The Karnami Shikha. Here too, says Yushami. Here too, it's also Shikha. Okay, now we're in the second line for him. Hoya Omer, new case. Hoya Omer Echogos. So, well, let me just summarize that to make it clear again. In other words, it's still possible for this to become Shikha. The fact that it was a Rosh Shura once
or even twice, doesn't save from becoming shikol later on. Just as long as it's a rosh shura in some direction, retains its safety, but afterwards it can lose it sometime in the future. Says more further. This is an interesting case. You had a large omer, one big bundle. Let me draw the picture. Yeah, you had a row. One, Mr. Zuger. One, you had a row. Look here. One, two, three. And then a big fourth one. Okay? Now, you gathered this. This part of this part over here you took away. The chitzo, the outside part. This part is still safe, and you forgot the rest. It's safe. Why is it safe? Why is the rest of it safe? Because part of that shura, right? It becomes part of the shura, and it's okay. If we are emailing this out of part, we still this part this inner part is safe. Here, tell you about a case like this. You had four in a row, one of which is very large, right? And you gathered the outer part of this bundle, but you left the inner part when you have one, two, three, four. So here the inner part is safe. Why? Because it becomes the rosh shura of these four. You see that? Becomes the rosh shura. What about that's a given. What if you took away this part and left this part? So you did your emir over here and you took away this and left this. Does this mitzaref with these three or not?
Yes.
Okay, you're back in top form. The Gemara is not going to be so sure about it.
Do you have to bend the stalk?
This is where it's already bundled. It's not growing out of the ground where you can bend it over. Maushidun Kishura, that we concluded as the Shura. Imret Sada Elyon. Now, similarly, if you have a pile which is very tall, and you shaved off the top part of the pile, and you left the bottom part of the pile, same idea, but just horizontal instead of vertical, right? So you shaved off the top and left the bottom, so then it becomes part and parcel of this row, right? However, what about what if, however, you took the bottom part? Left the top part. Is that like a shura or not? Okay, in that case, where you took out the bottom from underneath and the left to top, is that a part of the shura? We don't know. Says the Gemara, a similar case. Rav Karav Anochas Taman, Rav, learned in Eretz Yisroel. Rav was from Bavel. He came to Eretz Yisroel, became one of the greatest students in the yeshiva of Rabbi Yehuda Anos. He came to Eretz Yisroel. So in this space, say, you all know the mentality of a boy who spends a year in Israel. He comes back to Bavel and says, I'm Ben Azai. Benazai was well known, he could answer any question. So Rav said, I can answer any question you Babylonians ask me. I spent a year in Israel, ask me anything you want, I'll give you the answer. Okay? This is Mamish, he came back for the summer. This is exactly what's happening here. Says more Asachadsav. So one old man came and said, you little kid, little twerp, right? You went to Israel for a year, you think you know everything, right? So he said, Shaul, he asked the following question. Imagine asking this following question to Yeshiva Bacher comes back for a year to Israel now. He wouldn't even know what you're talking about. Shnei Arugim Zeh Agavzeh. You have two murder victims, one on top of each other. What sugi we tell you about Egla Rufa? Two murder victims are found out in the field, one on top of the other. So, what's the halacha? Do you do Egla Rufa or not? So Rav, the young yeshiva bracha, shame orphan, yeah, you do Egla Rufa. Amalei, the old man said, you don't know nothing, ain't orphan, you don't do Arifa Segla here. Amalei Lama, so Rav asked him why. Amalei, so he said, Atacht on the lower one, Mishum Tomin, because it's buried under the top one. And you don't do Egla Rufa on a buried mace. Ha'elyon, The top one you don't do a roof on, don't do a roof on, because it's floating. And you don't do a roof on floating bodies. So we say you can't do on either of them. So Rav, of course, was skeptical. Katzok Laocha, when he came back for his second year in Israel, right, his parents let him go back for his second year, for sure, right? Katzola, when he came back to the second year, Asla Gabi Rebbe, so he came in front of Rebbe, and he said, Rebbe, what's that loch? Was that old man right? Amarlezi said, Yo, Samar Loch. He said, told you the right loch, but not for the right reasons necessarily. But that loch is if you find two mates on top of each other, you don't do a Eglaru Kohai, because it says, Ki Motsei, if you find one dead body, Velo Yimotsu, not multiple dead bodies in the same place. Okay? It's a similar case. You bring it down to similar, right, where you have piles on top of each other and you take off one and not the other.
Isn't there also a possibility that one killed the other?
The Mishnah says,
that might be why we don't do it. But that's like a time of the Krah. Right. Could be. I'm not, so you might be right. Gemara's not dealing with why it's like that.
Okay, it says more further. Rabbi the Rabbi Oimer, Hoyasham Amasamayim of Kopenea Soden. If you have going through these rows, Mr. Zuger, you have going through these rows a river, right? Between bundles or between standing patches. So
if you have to uproot your plow and carry it over from one side of the rivulet to the other, and on the other shore it's no longer considered to be the same row. If not, the other shore it's considered to be the same row. Kotzer chatzi shura. What if you harvested half a row? Uba lemachar. And the next day you came to do the next half of the row. Nina Gashura, so whatever you left for the next day, this is now a new shura. In other words, you did part of the shura, you went away, came the next day, this is now a new shura. And none of these can be Rosh Shuros. Or none of these can be Shirko, because they're all Rosh Shuros. What about Yoshev Lecho, if you sat down for lunch? In the middle of a bundle of gathering or harvesting. Yashav Lisha sat down to take a nap. Carlo Chaver, your friend, called you. What about in those cases? We don't know. Mori doesn't resolve. Omer Shinot Lolo Licholir. If you took one Omer in order to take the city.
Use the terminology when they had to resolve a question.
What?
Didn't use
not take, right.
Yeah,
two more minutes. I forgot what it is. Yeah, chaim or something like that. Just
something.
Yeah. Yeah, but it doesn't appear always. You're right. So says the Gemara, Rabbi Shimon Omer. Omer Shnodo legally, you took an Omer to carry to the city. Venoso Gabi Chaver, and you put it on top of another one. Vishalach's name, now you forgot both of them. Hatachton shikha, the lower one is shikha. Velian enter shikha, the upper one is not shikha, because you acquired it. It was a case he had earlier. Earlier we said it was shikha. Now I say it's not shikha. Once you picked it up to carry it to the city, even if you put it back down and forgot it again, it can't become shikha.
Rav Shimon Omer's name enter shikha, they're both not shikha. Hatachton, to buy was not shikha, technicality. Because it's covered. And covered shikha is not shikha. Re'el yom neshi zochma, the top one is not shikha because you made a conscious acquisition on it at one point, which is like a kinyan. So if even if you got it later on, it's not considered to be it's not considered to be forgetfulness. Rabbi Zeromer bezochas el yona. That's only true if you remember the top one. If you forgot the top one, then that one is shikha. Even if you picked it up originally, you have to always remember it. Asiyok Rabbi Yona, that's going like Rabbi Yona. Rabbi Yonamar bezochas akashin. When is the top one not shikha and it saves the bottom one? When you recall the kashin, in other words, if you covered a bundle with straw, you have to remember the top stuff, the straw, in order that the bundle in it does not become shikha. You have to remember the top one, otherwise they both become shikha. Sada, a field, sh'omarem u'rvavim. There are no rows. Everything's mixed together. V'shacha echon me'em, you forgot one of them. Eno shikha. It's not shikha until you go all around it and collect all around it and leave that one. In other words, where it's rows,
So then he can know what you're forgetting, what I'm forgetting, by looking at how he's going down the rows. But everything is a hodgepodge. The only way anyone can recover shikha is if you collect it all around it, left it in the middle of nowhere, and then want to come back for it. Only then is the shikha. Bye-bye, we'll stop here for this.